It's time for a legendary introduction.
Welcome to Unpacking the Box.
I really think nobody does it better.
Join the conversation as we cover everything from life and relationships.
All a woman wants is a choice.
Inspiring interviews.
That just hit me.
Wow.
And everything in between.
Just keeping it real.
We keeping it all the way real.
Whoa.
Now let's start unpacking.
This is Linnea, your host.
I'm back.
Today, I'm here with Alik and Lauren Colbert, the founders of Laughing Love Bugs. Laughing Love Bugs is a dynamic duo of certified laughter yoga professionals collaborating to bring wellness support services through the power of laughter yoga. Their mission is to diminish stress and amplify joy and connectedness in people's lives, offering a unique exercise routine that eases physical, mental, and emotional stress all at the same time, which we need. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we are so excited to be here with you. Thank you for inviting us to be on your podcast. We are always so enthusiastic to share about laughter yoga with anyone that's interested in it. So thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Yes, I'm excited too. I literally have never heard of laughing yoga until I heard about the Laughing Love Bug. So I was so excited to get into, you know, what it is, what it entails. So I'm excited.
Yay!
Yes. So how did you both become interested in laughter yoga, and what inspired you to start Laughing Love Bugs?
Okay, so actually we always say that we feel that laughter yoga actually found us.
We were dealing with a lot of workplace stress at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were looking for ways. I was looking for a way to relieve stress, a unique way to relieve stress. And I Googled those exact words, unique ways of relieving stress. And mm-hmm. laughter yoga popped up. And I'm like, is this a real thing? Never heard of it. And upon further research, I found that laughter yoga practice was founded in 1995 by a medical doctor in India who actually found that laughter is, in fact, medicine. And his wife is a yoga practitioner. So they combined the two with the deep yogic breathing exercises and laughter exercises to encourage participants to laugh unconditionally and while improving their health. And laughter yoga improves many aspects of our health. And after our first laughter yoga session together, it was a life-changing, transformative experience for us. Mm-hmm. We were like really eager to learn more and actually become certified in laughter yoga. And we took the courses together to become certified laughter yoga teachers. So that's a brief summary of how we got into it and how we became interested in it. It was really such a life-changing experience that we had together, mm-hmm. where we were unexpected.
It was one of the best things that I discovered that I did not know that I needed. I learned to laugh unconditionally at the time, at a point mm-hmm. in my life when I felt like I didn't deserve to actually laugh.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Oh my goodness. So yes, because I'm just learning about this. I'm looking at laughter like in a whole new way. Because first of all, I love to laugh. I will watch funny videos just because I know it's going to have me crying for like at least 30 minutes. So it's like, So when I heard of laughing yoga, I'm like, that is quite intriguing. So what is, like, explain the concept of laughter yoga and how it differs from like traditional yoga practices.
Thank you so much for asking that question. A lot of people, once they hear the word yoga, they're thinking straight about
traditional yoga.
Yeah, they think about yoga mats or special yoga clothing or flexibility.
Yogic poses.
Yeah, but in laughter yoga, it is a unique exercise routine that benefits your mental, emotional, physical, and social health at the same time. And we combine the laughter exercises with the deep yogic breathing exercises. So this is different than traditional yoga because we are not relying on any flexibility or any poses. All ages, all abilities can do this as long as you can breathe and you can laugh. The only thing that is similar to traditional yoga that we use in laughter yoga is the deep yogic breathing, the pranayama breaths that are incorporated in within laughter yoga. So it's quite different than traditional yoga because like anyone can do it, all ages, you can do this as long as you can breathe, as long as you can laugh. And one of the things that we want to share, but we'll wait till we get further, but there's this concept about laughter yoga that is really powerful because we rely on unconditional laughter. So not only do you not have to be flexible or you don't have to have any special yoga clothing or anything like that, you also don't need to be in a good mood, but we'll share more about that later.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, we definitely gonna get into that because that's interesting too. Because most people think there's a correlation between being in a good mood and laughter. So yes, we definitely have to get into that. So
yeah.
So for someone that may be listening and maybe they're interested in this, like what are some of the specific benefits that participants can expect to experience from laughter yoga sessions?
Laughter yoga improves your mental health, your physical health, your social health, and your emotional health at the very same time.
Yes, there are so many benefits of laughter yoga because the healing benefits of laughter yoga, we're so glad that you asked that question because that's exactly what I mentioned earlier. Typically, people correlate laughter with being in a good mood. And you don't need to be in a good mood to reap the health benefits, all of those health benefits we just mentioned, the social, the mental, the emotional, the physical health benefits. You don't even need to be in a good mood to participate or reap the benefits of laughter yoga because you can fake laugh. You can actually fake laugh.
Right.
The interesting part about fake laughter is that the body and brain does not know the difference between real laughter and fake laughter. So this is why we encourage the unconditional laughter with the laughter exercises to help activate the parasympathetic nervous system,
which is the rest and repair system of the body, which helps to calm down, relax you, gives your body time to recuperate from your everyday stresses in life, such as your stress, which is very damaging to the body.
Yeah, and there's so many intriguing advantages of laughter yoga. It boosts the immune system, it improves your heart health, your cardiovascular system, increasing your lung capacity, allowing yourself to take in more oxygen, so it oxygenates the blood. It helps with lowering blood pressure, blood sugar.
It reduces your response to stress.
Yeah. So it interrupts and reframes your reaction to stress. So this is where the emotional and mental health benefits kick in, is because typically when we're stressed, we don't want to laugh, right? You're not in a good mood. You're allowing the stress to overcome you in that moment. But in laughter yoga, what we share is that you can choose to laugh. And when you don't feel like laughing, you can actually fake laugh because the body and brain does not know the difference between real laughter and fake laughter. The most interesting part about that is that scientific studies show that even with fake laughter, you release all of the feel-good, healthy, happy hormones that are actually really good for your health. And those happy hormones are
the dopamine, the oxytocin, serotonin, and the endorphins.
Yes. So all of those feel-good, healthy, happy hormones are flooded throughout your body, even with fake laughter. It also helps with optimal brain brain function, just helping you to concentrate and focus more, exercise that right side of the brain. There are so many benefits of laughter yoga, and we did not believe them all, to be totally transparent with you. We did not believe that laughter could do so much until we actually practice laughter outside of sessions. We practice unconditional laughter in our daily personal lives.
We actually incorporate this into our daily lives. We didn't believe they were all true until we actually experienced all of these for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because the effects of laughter are far ranging and reaching.
Yes. And there's been times where we had physical pain in our bodies and we chose to laugh through it. There's been times where we experienced emotional pain, mental pain, any type of challenges and stress. Of course, although we're laughter yogis, we still experience a lot of stress. People think because we're always laughing that we're always happy. And we always tell them we don't laugh because we're happy. We're
happy because we actually laugh.
Yes. So it has helped us to get through so many challenges with our health and with our personal and professional lives. Laughter has shown to really improve the quality of our lives overall. And we're quite shocked of all of the benefits that we continue to reap from the health benefits we continue to reap from laughter yoga practice, which is why we're always so enthusiastic to share it with anyone that's willing to listen.
I love that because, I mean, I've never thought of laughter that way. The way that you guys just broke it down, just from a scientific standpoint and the things that it does for your body. Because, you know, coming off of the recent pandemic and just people going through so much these days, so many people are stressed. And stress is a killer. It will kill you. Just the things that it does to your body. So I think that, you know, what you guys do is so amazing and so important. And I honestly never thought of laughter, you know, that way. So I'm glad you guys broke that down.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So can you guys share any memorable success stories or like moments where laughter yoga made a significant difference in someone's life?
There are so many. We always have challenges with this question because there are so many moments, so many beautiful moments where we witnessed the transformative power of laughter. But one in particular,
we had a client that we had,
they
had booked for a monthly, a weekly session. It was daily actually for 30 days.
Yeah, we had a 30-day program for laughter yoga.
And this one particular person, they were in the UK and they would check in and we would do our laughter yoga session. It was a private session actually. And before bed, it was about 11 p.m. every night. And we kind of thought at that time, well, she did, that it might be a little too late, because she thought she'd be all hyped up after doing it. But what she discovered is that it was quite relaxing. It gave her a nice release before bed. And over the course of that month, she really enjoyed it so much that a couple of times she went out and she had friends with her. And one night in particular, she actually had a group of her friends in an Uber and they actually laughed with us while going out.
So they actually all participated in a laughter yoga session virtually.
Virtually.
While in an Uber and her friends, it was so easy for them to do.
Yes. And at the end of her 30 days, she actually divulged to us that she was suffering from stress, insomnia, and depression. And she stopped taking her medications. We didn't tell her to do this, of course, but she reported that her sleep quality improved. She wasn't stressed anymore.
And she stopped taking her depression medication.
Yes.
And we had no idea time that she was even experiencing any of that. We thought that she just wanted to try out the 30-day laughter yoga program and to experience that with her for those 30 days. And she never missed a session and you know, committed she was not only to laughter yoga, but to herself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to her health. It was like amazing to hear that, you know, she no longer needed her medication, felt that she no longer needed to take her medication for insomnia or depression, and how she actually used a laughter yoga practice in her daily life to get through those stressful moments.
Yeah, and she said that she applied some of the exercises that we taught to her day-to-day life whenever she felt stressed.
Yeah. Oh, and remember there was another one. Can we share one more?
Yes, of course. Go ahead. I'm loving this.
Yeah, there was another time where, remember we were working for, it was a team building experience.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a corporation we were working with, and they booked us for a team building experience for laughter yoga. And there was, at the end of the session,
one of the employees pulled us to the side and said she wanted to talk to us and tell us something. And she said that she was thinking about quitting because she was ostracized because of her accent. And that she didn't feel like she was being treated fairly. But during that session, she saw them as human, and they started looking at her and responding to her the same way. And they all kind of made contact and kind of like,
They connected with each other on a human level. And she said she never felt like the people that she worked with was human. She said everyone was like a title only.
It stripped down barriers, she actually said.
Yeah, she said it broke down the
hierarchy at the job.
Yeah, that's the word she used, the hierarchy of the titles. And she said like the supervisors didn't really contact or connect with the employees, and they felt so subordinate.
It pretty much humanized everyone. At her job.
Yeah. Wow. And that was so like interesting because they reported at the end of the session that we shipped their entire workplace.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that has been, and it continues to be one of the most proud, fulfilling experiences that we continue to
knowing that we can make an impact like that.
Yeah.
In someone's life.
And to shift entire workplace cultures with laughter and helping people to connect as humans instead of by departments or by titles, people, or by even their ethnicity. In this situation, this employee felt isolated because she had an accent. She was from another country. And for her to tell us that, you know, I was on the verge of quitting, it was just amazing.
Yeah.
It was really an amazing experience.
Well, we all laugh in the same language.
Yeah, that's another thing. Laughter is a universal language. I mean, you know, anywhere we go, we know when we hear someone laughing that they're feeling good. When we see someone laughing that they're feeling good. However, what's interesting, another thing that we always find interesting, which is why we continue to encourage people to take laughter seriously, is because, you know, a lot of people think that we're pretty strange because we're laughing continuously, unconditionally, and we incorporate laughter in our daily lives. So everyone wants to know, well, what are you laughing at? Or, you know, there's nothing funny happening. But because we are practicing unconditional laughter, because we understand the health benefits of it, people think that we're quite strange. However, we recall a time in our lives where we didn't know about laughter yoga and we weren't practicing unconditional laughter. And I used to be one that used to be very stressed. And I used to drown in my stress and my emotions. And at times where we would be, you know, walking around with frowns on our faces or stress faces, or even, you know, arguing with each other. No one thought that was strange. It's like stress is so normalized, but laughter is not normal. People think that it's awkward or that it's strange to laugh, even though we know that laughter is a universal language and we feel good when we do it. People wait to laugh.
When you're smiling, you're more approachable. People feel more comfortable.
Yeah, when you're laughing, as I said, since it's a universal language, everyone knows something good is happening, but people think, you know, it's quite strange or weird, or that you have to wait to laugh. You have to wait for that funny joke or that comedy show or a reason to laugh. So what we encourage people to do is just laugh for the health of it because it feels good.
Unconditional laughter.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. But you know what? And that's why it's important to have these conversations and to get the information out, because I've learned so much already from talking to you both. I mean, I never knew that laughter had this effect. The fact that you guys basically changed the trajectory of someone's, you know, work life I think that is deeply impactful. And that was needed for that person. They needed that. And that's amazing. And I would have never thought, and I know so many people listening, that that could, that just, you know, laughter could have transformed, you know, and been that, be that thing that was in between her quitting and staying. So I think that's very impactful. I love that.
Yes. Thank you.
I love it. So also, I want to go back a bit, just to unpack this a little bit, because I thought this was super, super interesting. So when you were mentioning one of the stories, the story before, you were talking about how laughter, it was relaxing your client. And I would never equate that to relaxing. That's something new I just learned today, because like Mike, I have children and they go through their little laughing sessions or whatever. And I always equate it to like being on like a sugar high, had being hyped up, not relaxing, right? So when you guys said that, I was like, that's super interesting.
Yeah, laughter provides an emotional release. And at the same time, you release pent up feelings and emotions that are stored in your subconscious. So sometimes you may be having something that you're holding on that doesn't allow you really to relax. But when you laugh, you release all of that. You release the tension from your body, from your mind at the same time. And another thing about laughter is one of the ways that you can intake the most oxygen at any given time. It serves as another deep breathing exercise also, because when you're laughing, actually, you're only exhaling. And like we said before, the power of breath is that it helps to calm and relax your body down.
Yes. And you feel more relaxed when you're laughing. It lets the brain and the body know that everything is safe. So it disarms the nervous system. So it activates the parasympathetic nervous system, the vagus nerve. So you're able to allow yourself to feel good and relax. We always say that when you're laughing in a laughter yoga session, or laughing at anything or with anyone, you're allowing yourself to give yourself an internal massage. You're massaging your organs. And even the thought of that makes me laugh, because it's just like, there's no other way we can contact our organs. But when you laugh, you're actually giving yourself an internal massage. Your body, your cells, everything feels good. Your neurons and your brain is being rewired to relax and to understand that everything is safe. This is why those happy hormones are so important, that are released even with fake laughter or real laughter. The endorphins help to relax the body and also release the pain, that any pain that you're carrying in your body, physical pain, leaves your muscles feeling relaxed. There's so many reasons on why, you know, laughter helps you to relax. But what's the interesting effect about that is that people report that they feel relaxed and energized at the same time, which is why, you know, it was really interesting for us as well to experience that with that particular participant and during that program, because we were accustomed to doing sessions during the day or for team building experiences, or, you know, much earlier in the day or earlier in the evening. And being that she was located in the UK, it was 11 p.m. her time. This is another reason why we were quite surprised, even when she reported that she had insomnia and she did not understand. She just wanted to do the session. She just wanted to try it out to see how she would feel. But she said it helped her to release so much emotionally and physically from the day, all that emotional and physical and mental stress that she carried with her and within her body throughout the day. It helped her to release it with the laughter. Because one thing about stress, as you mentioned earlier, stress does kill, and we carry stress. Whether it's minor stress or major stress, our bodies never forget stress. So basically, this is why scientific studies show that 90% of health conditions or illnesses are due to stress. Because if you don't have a way to manage your stress, like I did in the past, before finding laughter yoga, stress builds on top of stress. And stress builds on top of stress and more stress, and the body never forgets it, even if your mind does. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, it can lead to a health condition or illness.
When your body's stressed, it inhibits the body's ability to fight off diseases and to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
So over the course of time, You're doing so much damage to your body and you're leaving yourself susceptible to diseases.
Yeah. So what laughter does is it helps to relieve that physical tension in the body and in the mind and relax the muscles and allow you to, you know, feel good and relieve stress and relax.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. I love that. So do you guys, with your sessions, do you do like customized sessions for certain groups and, you know, different organizations? Do you customize your sessions?
Yes. That's actually one of our specialties. We actually customize every session, whether we're servicing a hospital or a conference or a workshop or a family event or a festival. We actually customize each session to whatever demographic we're serving. And we provide value-based laughter exercises. That like help people to adapt like coping skills to...
So we provide exercises related to the challenges of the participants as well.
Yeah. So for example, if we're being booked for a workplace session and the team leader or the supervisor shares with us on our intake form that, you know, my employees are worried about layoffs. We're doing a lot of layoffs. We would actually customize that team building laughter yoga session to provide those value-based laughter exercises to help the participants or the employees to not only connect with each other, but release stress from whatever's happening in the workplace.
And to reduce anxiety.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's awesome. So how did Laughing Love Bugs adapt to, like, you know, we're just coming off the pandemic, but I feel like things will forever be different. I mean, we are better as far as in the normalcy realm a little bit since then, but I still feel like things are different and they will never be the same. So how did you guys adapt to that with your yoga sessions?
Thank you for asking that.
Well, we were first initially trained to do all of the sessions in person, but we adapted to start doing our sessions also virtually.
Yes, because it was a very unique challenge for us when the pandemic hit, because as Ali mentioned, we were never trained to do these sessions any other way but in person with the participants. So we thought we would have to put a pause on laughter yoga, but we realized during the pandemic that this is the time where people need it the most. Because there were so many people that were so stressed, whether it be family, friends, strangers, everyone was feeling so anxious and so stressed during that time.
And so disconnected, and laughter yoga was a great way to actually help people to reconnect with each other.
And then even for remote workers who hadn't physically, you know, connected with each other during or since or during the outbreak, they were able to connect with each other during these virtual sessions while they're sitting right in their own living room, while at work, while they're working from home. So it really helped them to improve their wellness, whether it was employee or family, and connect people on a global scale. There was even a few times where we consistently have done sessions for a corporation that had employees all across the globe at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that has been amazing because it helps those employees to connect that may have never even met each other before. But because we can facilitate these sessions just as effectively in person, as we do virtually, we can do it as effectively virtually as we do in person. It has helped really to bridge and foster that connection and enhance the employee and get engagement and just professional development and leadership development.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm glad you guys were still, you know, able to do that, because if it was needed then. So for sure. So when you guys are not working, how are you both practicing self-care? You're pouring so much into other people. So how are you pouring into yourselves?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that.
Yes.
We continuously pour into ourselves. As we said, we don't just wait for sessions to actually use this practice. It's so ingrained or integrated into our personal lives that we continue to laugh. We continue to engage in the unconditional laughter. What it has done for us in our relationship and our marriage has been it's been immensely improved. The quality of our relationship, the quality of our lives has been so much improved by laughter. We're able to connect with each other on a different level, but most importantly, we're able to connect with ourselves. So it really improved the quality of how we connect with each other, those around us, whether it be family, friends, or during sessions, but most importantly, as individuals, it helped us to connect with ourselves. We feel so empowered because of laughter yoga and this practice. Before, I was a person that when we were experiencing any challenges in our relationship or just in our lives in general, I did not know how to emotionally regulate myself. So if I was experiencing any stress or emotions like anger or feeling overwhelmed or any anxiousness, I would drown in those feelings, drown in those emotions because I did not know how to regulate them. But now with practicing unconditional laughter on a regular basis, it has helped me to emotionally regulate myself.
And myself, I was a person that typically bottled up everything that I was feeling. You know, I would just, you know, not deal with it in the most healthy way because I didn't really have a way to just release how I'm feeling. But with laughter, I found the power to when I'm thinking about an emotion or anything that kind of stressed me out, I can bottle that feeling up into a laugh and just release it the same way. The same way you want to say something, I could just channel that thought into laughter and express myself without saying a single word, but still feel like I've released whatever I was holding inside. And with that has been powerful.
Yeah. So it helped him to emotionally release and helped me to emotionally regulate. So overall, it has been our go-to self-care because we don't only use it together or only when we're in sessions. It has helped us as individuals with improving our emotional health, our mental health, the way we deal with physical health and physical pain in our bodies or any stress that we experience on a daily basis. It really has helped us to get us through. And we're quite amazed of how much it has improved. I mean, we sometimes reflect on, we've been together for 11 years now, and we look back on old photos of us before laughter yoga, and especially Alik, his face changed. His resting face changed. It looks more pleasant and approachable.
I used to have the standard male face, the stoic, no emotional or show signs of how you're actually feeling. Where now, right. You know, I appear more approachable.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's
amazing. You would never know that I was a person that didn't smile all the time.
Yeah. I used to be like, are you happy? He's like, yeah, can't you tell? I'm like, no, not at all.
I was smiling on the inside.
Yeah. So we look at before and after pictures and we look at, you know, how relationships have improved outside of our relationships with our family, with our friends, even though some of them still think we're quite strange, they feel more connected to us with laughing together. They feel good around us and we feel good around them. And it has really helped us to get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Definitely.
I love how you guys incorporate what you do as a business into like your marriage. And I love that so much. I love it.
Thank you. We appreciate that and receive that.
Yes, you're welcome. I enjoy talking to you guys and learning so much from you, Lauren, Alik. I learned so much today and I know the audience have too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having us. This is part of our most fulfilling. It's like we're dreaming away. This is what we do. This is why we're so passionate about it. We could go on and on.
It's always a pleasure to share. We talk about laughter in our home all day.
Yeah. So it's just like an ongoing reminder of the bond that we share and as humans to just connect with laughter and just feel good because we deserve to, because we're alive. We're breathing. Yes. We exist. We don't have to wait to feel good. We can choose to feel good at any time, even when there's challenges, because every challenge is temporary.
That's true. That's so true. And, you know, you guys keep spreading the information because that's powerful. I think that a lot of people, maybe they don't understand, like how I didn't understand laughter, but today my thoughts are provoked. And that's what I aim to do, you know, with my platforms, provoke thoughts. So may our thoughts be provoked and we think differently for those people who don't understand, you know, and sometimes when it's not, you know, some people are committed to misunderstanding and then some people are open to understanding. So, you know, we got to pick our battles, right? But what you guys are doing is so amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. Now, before you leave, though, there's something that I love to do with every guest at the end of every show, because this is Unpack the Box podcast. It's a segment I love to do called Unpack Your Box. And that's where you get a moment to say whatever it is you want, whatever words compel you, whatever you have on your chest that you want to release, you know, whether that be gems, you know, advice, you want to vent for a moment. The mic is yours.
Okay, I'll go. Let's take laughter seriously. Why wait to laugh when you can choose to laugh? Stress is expensive. Laughter is free. Choose to laugh more so you can feel good more. You may wonder, well, why do you deserve to feel good or why should you feel good? But just the simple fact that you're alive and you're breathing is reason enough to feel good. Laughter is something that we all know how to do. It's a tool that we all are born with, even as babies. It's something that we can tap into at any given time. And the best part about laughter is that you can actually fake laugh. So fake laugh, real laugh, you're still going to benefit. Just choose to laugh more.
And I'll add a little bit more to that. I like to say that a day without laughter is a day that's wasted. Choose to laugh often. Choose to laugh more.
Yes, I love that. Get into it, y'all. So tell the people where they can keep up with you, like your websites, your handles, all that good stuff.
Oh, thank you. You can discover the joy of laughter yoga at www.laughinglovebugs.com. And we're on all social media platforms at Laughing Love Bugs.
Yes. And I'm going to make sure, as always, to include it in the show notes so that you guys can connect. Make sure you connect and check them out. Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. All right, Charlie, out.
Not only is Linnea an amazing podcaster, she is also an independent entrepreneur. Check out her many creative endeavors, such as her women's magazine, Unpacking Her Magazine, which highlights women in business and in all creative areas. In addition, she has an online store, Unpacking Hoodies and Tees, that entails words that will be sure to uplift you. She is a self-published author of 2 books, and Counting That can be found on Amazon. You can visit and learn more about Linnea's projects by clicking on the link in the show's notes, or visit Linnea's Instagram page at unpacking_the_box_podcast and click on the link in the bio.